Welcome back to the Tank Me Later podcast, which is part of the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. I am Noah Rubin. This is another TML Draft Series episode. In this one, we are going to be talking about Kentucky guard Reed Sheppard. So let's go ahead and get into it. And before we talk about Reed Sheppard, just want to remind you that support for this Fantasy Basketball International podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be risky business anymore thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe so you can trim with confidence. Treat your wrinkle berries and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free shipping with code FBI. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises. Been using this for a few weeks now. Love it. Nothing negative to say. It's been very easy to use. So not much else to say there, but trust me, this trimmer will be your crown jewel's new best buddy. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FBI at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FBI at manscaped.com. Show your balls some love and feel free as a dove. And I know I've said this before, but the 20% off does combine with deals they already have on their site. So you get a really, really good deal and it supports us. So we'd appreciate it a ton. But as I mentioned, this is a new draft episode, part of the TML draft series. And this one, we're going to be talking about Kentucky guard Reed Sheppard. I broke it down, kind of what we're going to be doing. In the last episode, when we talked about Alex Sarr, there may be a little bit more detail in this one because I've done a little bit more scouting on college players because it's been easier to use their stats for me. But I'm going to try and figure out a way to make it the same for international prospects. But having more access to some of the advanced college stats has made that a little bit easier for me. But we'll go ahead and get into Reed Sheppard, Kentucky guard. 20 years old at the draft, 6'3", 187. He's a guard. Not going to be able to be a guy that can go down and play the three outside of in tiny, tiny lineups. But per 36 stats, 15.5 points, 5.1 rebounds, 5.6 assists, 3.1 steals, 0.9 blocks, 2.8 threes, 2.5 turnovers, 53.6% from the floor for a guard, 52.1% from three. That's ridiculous. 83.1% from the free throw line. You can pretty quickly see why advanced stats love him and why he's going to be great for fantasy. And you may see him, maybe that is why I'm a little bit higher on him, is because while I'm not trying to lean it towards fantasy, I am leaning it towards fantasy a little bit with my rankings, at least a little. But also, I think he's going to fit in really well. I think I'll do this next slide. He's my number two prospect. I think in many other drafts, he's, you know, in that 6 to 10 range, but because of this draft, I like him a little bit more. I think he's one of the safest picks in this draft, but no ceilings. In their latest mock and big board, had him going fourth and have him ranked fourth. The Athletic, when their pre-NCAA tournament mock, had him going fourth. ESPN and The Ringer have him seventh. So I am a little bit higher on Reed Sheppard than some of these other publications. But we'll talk about some of his strengths. As you can see, some of the stats, the threes are not only like he's not just hitting a ton, he's hitting at a very high clip. 52.1% from three is ridiculous. Even if it is a college three, that is absurd. The defense is good. I think really it's the stats on defense. I mean, almost a block per game for a 6'3 guy is good. 3.1 steals per game is elite. The efficiency, I think what also makes him very appealing in this draft is that I think he's going to be very good off the ball. Like, he's not going to just need the ball in his hands to be a dominant player. he can fit alongside some of these lottery teams that have their ball dominant star, which we'll talk about some of those fits here in a second. But in reality, he's going to fit pretty well wherever he lands. The ideal team fit that I'm going to give, or fits that I'm going to give, are going to be what's best for him. I think that any team would be happy to have him. Some of the weaknesses, really the main one is that he doesn't have a ton of athleticism. Aside from that, 6'3", 187, he's not very big. That's really where the weaknesses are, but everything else is, he's either we're not worried about it. The rebounds aren't, 5.1 rebounds. It's not horrible. But we're not too worried about that because he's a guard. So, that kind of thing. I don't know. I think very well-rounded prospect. I think maybe another weakness would be something that maybe his ceiling isn't super, super high. But we'll talk about that here with the ceiling and floor. I think his ceiling is a borderline all-star. I don't think that he has that all-star upside, but I think he's a guy that's, a very, very good player, going to get a big contract one day, but he's not okay. Our franchise player is Reed Sheppard, or wow, they have this dynamic duo and X player and Reed Sheppard. It's wow. Reed Sheppard's a really, really good starter and excels in his role and contributes to winning. And could have all defensive upside if he continues to improve in that area, because the stats will be there. So it's, can he become an elite lockdown defender, along with the stats? And then I think his floor is just, he's a starting shooting guard. Maybe the floor more realistically is a very good bench player. We're comfortable giving him 20 minutes per game, and we trust what he's going to do. I think he has a pretty high floor for this class. I think quite a few guys have that bust potential. I don't think Reed Sheppard has that. I'd say he's a very safe prospect, but obviously you're giving up a little bit of the ceiling there. But we'll see. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. Some of the ideal team fits that I have, Charlotte, I think having him alongside LaMelo Ball and Brandon Miller, that being their perimeter trio. If you're just looking at a standard, which doesn't happen in the NBA, but a 3-out-2-in, the perimeter players, LaMelo, Reed Sheppard, Brandon Miller, really good. Or I don't know if Miles Bridges is still there. I mean, Mark Williams, that's a really good five in my mind. San Antonio, I think I've seen him mock there multiple times. And I believe, yeah. So that'll be a really good fit. Obviously, they have Devin Vassell. I would say Devin Vassell, maybe Sohan are probably the only guaranteed they're going to use them to build around Wemby. I could see Keldon Johnson is still very good. Trey Jones is very good. I don't feel like they're locked in. I feel like this is just my opinion. Could be totally end up being wrong about this, but the way I view it is it's Wemby, Vassell, Sohan, and then everybody else is there right now. That could change, but I think Reed Sheppard is a guy that fills in a ton of, he just fits in well next to a guy like a Wemby. He's a guy that can hit, catch and shoots, knock those down, play good defense, force turnovers. Doesn't need the ball in his hands a ton. So that's a guy that's going to fit in really well next to Victor Wembanyama and whoever else they add in the draft. Another one is Portland. I don't say this with the idea that Reed Sheppard would come in and start day one, but I think even though they have what you'd imagine is their backcourt of the future in Scoot Henderson and Anthony Simons, I think having a guy like Reed Sheppard that is better defensively could mix things up. That is a fairly realistic team that we'll pick early in this draft. That's kind of what I'm getting at. Now, obviously, there are other teams that are going to be picking a little bit later that I still think he would fit really well with. I think he'll be fine in Washington. I don't really want to see him in Detroit because they have Cade and Jaden Ivey kind of locked in, but I think Reed Sheppard would fit in really well there. again, just a guy I'm very high on, and I think that he'll fit in well wherever he goes. But I think ideally for him, San Antonio or Charlotte is probably the two best fits for both what he can do from day one and what he brings to the team, like a nice combination there. One other thing that I wanted to add, and which I mentioned at the beginning with easier to scout college players, is like as far as looking at the numbers, is that because like on Basketball Reference, they have all the advanced stats, the per 100 possession stats. I've made like a model to compare past draft prospects to this year's prospects. And I don't have a ton of data in there yet, but I went through and got a good bit of the current, like drafted within the last 10 to 12 years stars. And then some other like really good prospects to be able to compare to this year's prospects. And statistically, the best comp that I have for Reed Sheppard is, and again, this is going to sound weird because it's not that I think that their play style is similar, but it's from a production standpoint and the advanced stats that they produced, which includes like individual like steals percentage, block percentage, even like usage percentage, turnover percentage, and then also things like win shares, box plus minus, like those things, like comparing those numbers. Tyrese Halliburton was an 85.35% match. So I don't know what to do with that other than saying, hey, like these guys had similar production in college. And if I'm not mistaken, Tyrese Halliburton, this was his second year in college. Reed Sheppard, this was his first. I don't think that that necessarily means a ton, but Reed Sheppard did score very high and like, which lines up with his numbers. Like a lot of these advanced stats favor him. So take with that what you will. I'm not saying that he's going to be Tyrese Halliburton or produce anywhere similar, like statistically, but overall impact, I think Reed Sheppard's going to be very good. So that was what that model said. But again, like just now I feel like I have to defend my model because it sounds weird to even say out loud, but it's not saying each individual stat like, oh, this is the most similar player. Like as far as like assist percentage, like there are more similar players to Tyrese Halliburton as a passer, but overall between offense, defense, passing, rebounding, impact, all these things, like Tyrese Halliburton was the most similar. So I'll continue to have a couple of similar players for each college prospect. I won't have them for the international prospects yet because I need to figure out the best way to do that without as many stats to help that. So, but that's going to do it for this one. This was our second. I'm not even going to worry about keeping track of the number. This was another episode of the draft series. And you can follow me on Twitter at NoahRubin22. You can follow us at FBI Basketball. But that's going to do it for this one. And I will see you guys next time.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.